Hey, did you know that stewardess is the longest word that's still typed with only the left hand? Try it. Try it. You don't believe me. Try it. Look at that.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than taxes going up. It's better than when your kid brings home another free pup. It's better when your car makes that sound like schlup. It's better than trying to pinpoint a bad house smell. Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's alright.
Where's that? Where's that coming from?
I don't know. Is your Vince?
Isn't it in that corner?
Buford!
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Now, what are we going to talk about in this show?
Hey there, boys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Buford.
Look, I brought in some CDs right here.
Yeah?
It's bait.
It's a glass of ice cubes.
It's bait for ice fishing. Oh. I listened to your last show. Y'all cracked me up, man.
You like that whole ice fishing thing, huh?
No, I don't, like you said, Jazz, that's the way I ice fish. I take me something cold beverage with me. Put all the ice in my fishings in my cooler.
Yeah.
I like, no kidding.
I like to ice fish when it's about 80 degrees.
What'd you just say?
I said I like to ice fish when it's about 80 degrees.
Oh, that ain't what I heard you say. Yeah, fishing in the 80 range is pretty good. I like it. 70s is okay. 60s is a bit nippy on the water. You know, you get out there on the water with the wind blowing, you better take a breaker with you or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's 60's too cold. No.
Yeah, 60's all right if you got a windbreaker.
No. Too cold for me.
50's, I fish from the bank. You know, fish from the bank. Anything below that, I'm fishing from home.
Fishing from home? How you fish from home?
Oh, well, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but I don't. In my trailer, right?
Uh-huh.
Right by the front door, there's a trap door.
A trap door?
Yep.
I thought that was just like a hole in the floor.
It is, but I put like a trash can lid on the top of it. Makes it a trap door.
Okay.
And what I do is, see, I can pull it. See, that entire trailer runs on butane.
On butane?
Yeah, butane. And I hook that up to my truck, and I pull that down to the river, see?
Yeah.
And then I can fish right out that hole in the bottom of my house.
So what you do.
Nice and toasty, boy, my bare feet right there on the ice.
So that's how you fish from the house?
That's called house fishing.
Is it?
Sure.
That was ice shanties.
Well, they called my mother an ice shanty, but I don't think they never tried that with me. No, not after what happened.
What happened?
Well, legally, I'm under a gag order not to talk about it. Let's just say it involved 12 Mexicans, a fishing pole, 4 cans of propane, and, no, I can't mention it. Can't say it. Can't do it. Won't do it.
All right.
Can't even think about it, man, because it hurts my brain to think about.
Well, I don't want to make you do anything that's against your constitution or something there.
Against my constitution?
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't want that. Well, listen, I got to get back to it, man. The store don't run itself, you know.
All right.
I got minutes to sell.
Yeah, will you ask Professor to come in here when you go? He's out at the front.
Yeah, I'll ask him, but he's roasting Winnie's over his Bunsen burner again.
I know, but he'll come up here.
All right.
Hello, Hello, boys.
Well, hello, Professor.
You wanted to talk to me?
Not me. Chaz did.
Yeah, Professor. You told me the other day that you had some facts and stuff that you wanted to share with.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
So I thought you'd come in here and tell us.
You sent us a big email saying you had the most interesting facts in the world, and you thought they'd be good for the show.
Oh yeah, I do. Actually, the stock market was down today. And
it was down today.
Yeah, like 300 points or something. I don't know. The president's talking about doing a stimulus package and getting some food stamps for people and stuff. And one of the things I wanted to share with you, is that there's 293 ways to make change for a dollar. Do you know that?
No, I was not aware of that. 293 ways to make change for a dollar.
Was it like dimes and nickels, nickels and dimes?
I didn't even think there would be that many combinations of quarters, dimes, and nickels.
No.
Oh, pennies. I guess you mix in pennies.
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah.
Seems like it'd be more than that, actually. Huh.
Because there's 100 pennies.
No, it's just 293. 293 is all you get. Huh. Anything else, you make your stuff up.
Well, you're making it up anyway, aren't you?
No, this is all straight. This is all straight fact.
I didn't mean you were making up your facts. I just meant you're kind of making up ways to give change for a dollar.
And I think it was wasn't it Roosevelt said that he was going to put a chicken in everybody's pot.
Yeah.
And did you know that there are more chickens in the world than there are people?
So then subsequently there are more chickens than there are pots.
Yeah, I guess so.
There you go.
So then...
He wasn't lying. He could do that.
Maybe so. Or I don't know what the per capita was at the time.
Did you know that that's how money started?
We could have possibly outnumbered him at the time that he said that.
Maybe at the time.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you know that's how money started?
With pots?
No, with chickens.
Chickens?
Yeah. It was in, I think it was in Greece or Paphos or one of those little places over there. In the Mediterranean. And what happened was is that somebody raised chickens. Somebody had chickens, right? Well, everybody had chickens, okay?
I guess.
But it was like one of the main things they ate was chickens.
How we wound up with so many of them, yeah.
But they didn't want to take 20 chickens to the market with them, okay? So they begin to go to the market and just say, hey, if you'll come by the house later, I'll give you a chicken. But I need three candles, and I'll give you a chicken for them, because you make candles and I raise chickens.
Yeah.
Well, he would, what they did was they would take a little piece of clay and they would stamp a chicken foot into the clay. Okay?
Huh.
And they got a little piece of clay, like a little clay pot, like a little piece of clay.
Yeah.
And they would stamp the chicken foot into the clay.
Make an impression.
Right, of the chicken foot. And that was a chicken. That was the first piece of money. And what you did is you take that to town, you could trade that for stuff. And then with the expectation that, all right, I'm going to trade this for three candles. And then later on, that guy's going to come to my house and get his chicken and give me my little piece of clay pot back. But immediately what happened was...
So he could redeem it for a chicken.
He could redeem it for a chicken.
Oh, that's valuable.
But what happened was immediately was that guy didn't redeem it.
What did he do with it?
He gave it to somebody else who had something else he wanted.
Oh.
Hey, if you take this to Bob's, he'll give you a chicken. I'll give it to you if you give me a haircut.
That's good.
Okay, I'll give you a haircut. Then the haircut guy, he didn't take it out to Bob's to get a chicken either.
Because
he was a vegetarian. But he knew he could take that little stone, that little piece of clay, and he could go over and he'd get 50 heads of cabbage. Right? Take this to Bob's, you get chicken. I just need some cabbage. So, yeah. So you see what I'm saying?
They have a lot of cabbage in Paphos, did they?
I don't know.
Huh.
So Bob's sitting out there still having to feed somebody else's chicken. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, I follow you.
It's like, where's that guy? He's supposed to come get his chickens. Never came and got his chickens.
Now,
What happens if the chicken dies?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Stock market crashes.
He's still got to make good on that chicken.
You get it? You get
stock market.
Stock market.
Man, stock market. Poultry.
Yeah. Hey, did you know that the dime has 118 ridges around the edge?
Who counted those? And how would you count them?
You gotta have a magic marker.
You counted those?
And a lot of time on your hands.
Did you get it? You know what? You need to stop living off government grants.
I was in between classes.
Uh-huh. What else you got?
Did you know Mr. Rogers was an ordained minister?
Yes, I knew that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, yeah.
I knew that one. Yeah.
You know, there's 336 dimples on a regulation golf ball.
Dude, seriously, you need to use your government grants for real research.
You know, I
know that your cousin is a senator, but that is no excuse to abuse my hard-earned tax dollars.
I can't help it if there's are plenty of things out there that need to be explored.
A golf ball dimples don't need to be explored.
And if the lovemaking patterns of the North American wallaby need to be researched, I'm going to be there.
I didn't know there was a North American wallaby.
Well, then we need a public education program to let everybody know that there's North American wallabies.
There aren't North American wallabies. Those are in Australia. Don't look at me that way.
Are you trying to tell me there's no North American wallabies?
I'm telling you, there's no North American wallabies unless they moved here or somebody put them in their suitcase and brought them here from Australia.
Well, then I've got to go get my money back from the guy who took my money.
And gave you a piece of stone that had a wallaby footprint on it, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What else you got?
That's it. I'm out.
What?
No. A goldfish has a memory of 3 seconds. Do you know that?
I knew that.
That's why they're always going,
because Annie DeFranco has a great song about goldfish.
Does she?
Yeah, not... And it's the little castle of surprise every time.
Huh.
She says, my life is much like a goldfish.
Do you know that tiger's skin is striped and not just their fur?
Oh, their skin is striped too?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that. So if you shaved a tiger, it would look exactly the same.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No. Chess says don't ever shave a cat.
No, I don't recommend that. It's very hard. They have very fine fur and very sharp claws. I can't imagine how a tiger... I mean, they must have put a tiger to sleep and then shaved him. You know what I'm saying?
For surgery. For surgery.
For research, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
To find out the skin was striped.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
Hey, come look at this, man. His skin is striped.
Is that true of cats, too? Because they're like striped cats. If you shave the fur, is the skin striped?
I don't know.
A striped cat?
I don't know. But have you ever seen those cats no fur on them?
Those are freaky.
Those are freaky looking cats.
Freaky. I saw that on Friends. I was like, freaky.
Freaky Friends cat.
Freaky Friends cat. I don't want any part of it. Weird. Joey kept saying, I need a cat. I agree with him.
Oh, it's a rat with a habit.
A rat with a habit.
I don't know what that means. Hmm. All right, I gotta go. I got weenies on a Bunsen burner.
Yeah, I heard you were cooking out there again. Okay.
And Buford's not trustworthy.
Try to do some real research today, please.
I do real research.
Googling is not research. Try to do actual work.
Okay.
All right. I don't know.
You should give him such a hard time like that. He's.
I can't help it. He
means well.
Yeah, but he doesn't work for a living. He sponges off you and does research and gets government grants. And he wastes all the money.
He doesn't waste all the money. Remember when he made that rocket thing?
Waste of money. Hey, we were the first podcast in space, though.
What about when he souped up your microwave? That was good.
That wasn't good. I had popcorn coming out of my chimney.
What about the garage door opener? He worked on that for you.
Uh-huh. Now I have two cars instead of one.
Well, I can't say that he's not, you know, creative.
I don't know.
All right.
He is hold on. Oh, I got to get it.
Oh, wow. Wow. That looks painful.
I have to sneeze.
Oh, you better let that out. Oh, here it comes. Oh, watch out.
No.
Oh, man.
It still itches a little bit.
You can readjust the air pressure in a room when you sneeze. Oh, you realize that?
I sneeze. When I can't hold back. I held back one time, my eyeball popped out. You have a dislodged retina. That hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts. You know, it's physically impossible to sneeze while you pee. You have to stop.
I can't say that I've ever.
You have to stop peeing to sneeze. I'm telling you, it's a little known fact. Professor should look into that. That's what I'm saying. I think maybe if you did actually force yourself to do it, something bad might happen. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, I got a GPS for Christmas.
speaking of peeing, GPS. What? Like one of those portable ones?
Yeah. I bought it for Faith. She wanted one. I was like, I was never really on the GPS bandwagon, you know?
Yeah.
But
I don't understand the purpose of the GPS.
It's a global positioning system.
Could you just pull over and ask somebody?
You could, or you could use a global positioning system. Because you don't have to pull over.
What about a map? Could you carry a map in the car?
But then you got to know where you are to know where you're going.
Can't you look up the directions before you go?
You could do that. That would be wise. But then you got to pay attention to where you're going.
Can't you Google it?
You can Google it, but then you got to pay attention.
What about put on your iPhone?
You could, but then you got to know where you are.
What do you mean you got to know where you are?
You got to know where you are.
You don't know where you are?
Sometimes I don't know where I am.
Well, how do you know how to tell the GPS?
Well, the GPS knows where you are. You just tell it where you want to go.
Oh, that's spooky.
Yeah.
So they know where you are.
They know where you are. And then it tells you where to go. I asked it where to go one time when I was in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah. It told me where to go to warm up. No, the cool things about the GPS is nobody ever talks about it. I hear people talking about they have GPS, but they never told me the cool stuff about it.
Well, you know, you and I went the other day to an ex-coworker's house.
Yes.
To help her with her computer.
It's not as seedy as you make it sound, but yes.
Well, I mean, I couldn't figure out how to sort of say it. I was grappling for words. But you apparently you hadn't been there, so you punched her.
No, never been there.
You punched the directions and the address into the thing.
Uh-huh.
When you came pick me up, you punched the address in, and then away we went.
Away we went.
And what I was impressed with was the fact that the thing was like, turn left at, you know, go 500 feet and turn right.
Right, yeah.
It's like, wow, that's pretty good. And then it would tell you before.
Yeah.
You needed to know the information.
Right. Like if it was 10 miles away, it'd say drive 10 miles and turn left. But then a mile before you got there, it'd say, you know, it'd like, it didn't say don't forget, but it's like, don't forget to turn in 1 mile, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So you start. Emerge left or
1 mile.
Yeah, yeah. Or move right and turn 0.3 miles. You know, yeah.
And then it even gets, and it really, what's amazing to me is how well it handles, like you're going down the road at 60 miles an hour, and there's two exits, one north, one south.
Right.
Right. Now, I didn't get the fancy one that actually reads text that tells you turn left on north, you know, 635. You know, it doesn't read that. It just tells you to turn left. Now, it says it on the screen, but it doesn't say it out loud. Mm. But it'll say, you know, turn left, and it'll say keep left, then turn right.
I bet you could hack that thing.
You probably could. But it says keep left, then turn right. That means don't turn the first exit, take the second.
Yeah.
You know, you got to kind of translate that, but it's pretty amazing, and you can always look up there. You can always look up there and see when your next turn is, and that's really helpful when you're driving through Iowa. When you're driving through Iowa, you tend to get Iowa head.
Oh yeah,
you know, or corn head is what I like to call it.
Corn head,
because all you can see is corn for gazillions of miles, and so you just space out.
Yeah,
and you're listening to podcasts, or you're listening to a book on tape or something, and you just completely space out.
You pass your exit.
And the next thing you know, he's like, wait, am I still in Iowa? did I miss my turn? But this, you could always look up and see, it's around the right-hand corner. It says, you know, 10 miles to the next, you know, to the next turn. 200 miles to the next turn, whatever it is.
Well, the impressive thing for me was when we pulled up to this person's house, and the thing says, arriving at your destination. I mean, at the moment that you pulled up in front of the door, I was like, well, that's a little weird. And that was pretty impressive.
But so far, all that stuff that we've talked about, you could probably guess a GPS system would do.
Guess, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and you're like, well, it ain't worth $200. I mean, that's cool, but it ain't worth $200, right? Yeah. You could tell I got the cheapest one, $200. But
that's not cheap, man. That's $200.
I know. They make them like $500, $600. Anyway. But what's cool is you're driving down the highway and you want to eat, but you want to eat at Subway because you're watching your weight. Mm-hmm. So you go up there and you hit point of interest. subway. And it searches and finds the nearest subway. It tells you how to get there.
Wow.
And you add it to your route as a via point. You know, like 5 miles to via point, you know. So it's really cool.
What's a via point?
It means you're going via point. Like you're going to your destination via this point.
Via subway.
So you go off to subway and you come back and, you know, it's just, it's little stuff like that. And then it saves the addresses you're going, you know, so if, when I got back in, I didn't have to type in my home address. I just hit home, you know, and
yeah.
And so you save your favorites and all that. And, you know, getting to the hotel, you know, you just put it in.
So does this like set your radio stations and stuff too?
No, doesn't do that.
Just your, adjust your seating?
No.
So that'd be cool. Program all that stuff in. It was all wirelessly connected.
I'm sure there are cars that are all integrated like that.
It was all wirelessly connected, all Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the seat warm and stuff up.
And it turns black at night. The background turns black at night and white during the day, so that it.
Oh really?
So that it doesn't distract you. And there's little stuff like that that just amazes you. Like it'll have like rest areas and parks. You know, so you can, they're on the map, you know, as you driving along. And I like to look at the lakes and the rivers. It's like, ooh, look, I'm fixing to cross a river, you know. I don't know. For some reason, I find that cool. Yeah.
Huh.
So, yep, it's pretty neat. And it does some other stuff, but I can't remember now. Oh, well.
But I bet you could hack that thing. I bet you can. Change up the icon.
Oh, it gives you phone numbers. That's the other cool thing.
Oh, it gives you phone numbers.
Yeah, like when we were looking for a hotel, I didn't have to get out my phone and Google it
and all that.
I just put points of interest, hotels, and then it gave me all the hotels in my area. And I was like, oh, I want Holiday Inn Express. And it gave you the phone number and you call it.
Oh, that's cool.
We were sitting in the parking lot of the Holiday Inn, but I called them to get the. Because if you walk in, you get a different rate than if you call them.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So, anyway.
Cool. Very nice. Very nice. Well, that sounds like a good Christmas gift to yourself.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. It was to Faith. It's in her car.
Sure.
Sure it is.
Sure. Now, do you take it out when you, it's like a little mounting station. Do you leave it up there all the time, or is that something you take out?
No, we take it out.
It's $200.
Yeah.
Sort of up there in the window.
Actually, I'm kind of freaked out because I don't know where it is right now. I have no idea where it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think I'm going to go look.
Yes.
Just to make myself feel better.
Well, maybe you know what you should do? You should get a GPS for it.
Well, I can find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Genius. All right, everybody. Well, that's about all we got for today. I know it wasn't much, but what do you want? We're squirrels. Join us tomorrow, though, when we'll have more. Right?
Certainly.
Won't we?
Yes. Yes, we will. We'll have more.
Well, interesting things to talk about tomorrow.
There will be more. But until then...
Because Chaz still hasn't told me what he did on his vacation.
Until then, you can come over to mylifeministries.org, join in the forum, jump into the conversation, talk about politics and life and... And religion and... get prayed for and all kind of stuff. So, mylifeministries.org.
Take your shoes off, people. You're on holy ground.
Two blind squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.